Cheryl Peralt is doing November 21st at the, she's doing the feature at the Emerson Umbrella. So Cheryl, by the way, ends up in all the Needham functions that I do, so we end up on the same stage. We never perform together, but I'm still waiting to see her in her famous black dress. I haven't seen that yet. That's one of her bits, if in case you're wondering. But please welcome Cheryl Peralt. Assisting her will be Steve Rapson.
Jerry, I'm waiting to see you in a little black dress. I believe there's a song related to that.
I think I got a picture of that somewhere. I don't know.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Well,
I'd like to see Jerry in a little black dress.
It's a wonderful evening of spoken word, Betsy, and music with Bob and Sam. And I'm happy to be here, Ellen. Thank you. And so driving here from Hopkinton, I was joined by my friend Kate tonight, and we had a wild ride here from 128 in the Mass Pike, and Kate had plenty to say because she's from Pittsburgh, and apparently the driving behavior is different in Pittsburgh and Massachusetts, where I learned that driving rules and behavior are not necessarily universal, and that is what this piece is about. As I once was exposed to the driving in Paris. And this is called Ethnic Driving. She picked me up in Paris, and I admit I was surprised to see Orly arriving in a black trace leak little car. Pulling up to the curb, the top down, she leaned over and kissed me on both cheeks as I stepped into her little matchbox race car, while Orly smiled with such large white teeth, and then accelerated as if Mario Andretti had just then challenged her to a 5-mile race. How she talked and laughed and smiled while navigating the tiny city streets packed with other zippy little race cars, negotiating stop and go with hundreds of pedestrians. I saw the fear on their faces when sometimes Orly would get a bit too close and they would look a bit, how do you say, terrified. And I'd look at her, and then they would look at her and then at me, and I'd want to shrink down in my seat. But it's hard to be hidden when in a tiny little convertible with your great big foreigner head sticking out for all to see. And Orly, the stunt driver, smiling, speeding, maneuvering, weaving, laughing while telling me, anything is fair game on Paris streets as long as you show your teeth and give them a smile, always smile. So I ask Orly if her brakes are good, and she smiles and laughs at me and says that I am always so very, very funny while we are all waiting for the light to change from red to green. So Orly thinks it's taking too long, and she gets impatient as she is smiling, and although my French is rusty, I'm pretty sure I heard the words mon Dieu and tête à la mer, and she has just exclaimed to all the world around her while she is smiling, always smiling. Orly, the race car Sherpa, continues on through all of the very civilized busy streets, and there are no mammoth SUVs or maternal minivans or humongous Hummers here to hog the road. So everyone is smaller, faster, tighter, efficient at hugging the corners as I am hugging the door handle and onto Orly, while she careens around another corner and beeps at all the cars before her, for now she's running late for getting to the dress shop on time. For Orly has a dress there waiting, and she expects everyone to be cooperating along the way. And when they see her part her lips like Moses at the sea, to show that winning smile, they let her in and ride right up to her bumper while waiting for the next light to change. Mind you, I have been in a plane and then in an impolitely driven taxi for the past 8 or 9 hours, and then I am here sitting in a car with my head sticking out for all to see. All this very polite kamikaze driving, and I'm the ugly American making many Jerry Lewis faces each time we cut a car off. With such polite French urgency, and still everyone is smiling, and I'm the only one who is scowling and trembling un petit peu. By now, I think we would be shot or pummeled by a raging American, but we don't get shot in France. The system seems to work for one and all, a city of polite, insistent beepers, cutters, zippers, weavers, who miraculously have it all worked out. Arlie and all these diplomats of the streets, who may be cursing, bumping, crashing, careening, yet smiling, always smiling. And thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Merci. Thank you.
Cheryl Peralt, who got me good.